Well, it is the last week of June, and it's the last Tuesday of June. That means today we get to talk a little Tech Tuesday with digital media manager Sarah Kenzie. Every week, Sarah puts together a great email that's hitting inboxes this afternoon, and she's joining us this morning. Well, we're just going to talk about a couple of those articles that you're going to see. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Brenda.
Well, what a relief to finally make this turn with this extreme heat. What do you do when it's time to beat the heat?
Oh, like to sit in the shade, in the air conditioning. If I'm visiting my family and the pool is clean and up for the summer, then we like to get in the pool or maybe like the local swimming hole in the creek. That's fun, too.
We're really fortunate because there are so many areas around here. We are not far from the water. I mean, it's just an hour and a half over to the coast
or, right.
Well, just maybe about 20 minutes over to your nearest watering hole. You're right, to beat the heat. It is great things to do, but we're glad that that temperature has finally shifted a little bit because we want to ease into this
right.
Warm summer days, not just jump right into it the way that we have this week. Well, it is Tuesday, Sarah. We've got a great email showing up this afternoon. Let's talk a little bit about some of those articles that people are going to find. The first one, I was so excited to hear. Unfortunately, I had been gone all last week, but I did catch Father Eric Anderson. He was in studio talking to Aaron. Tell us a little bit more.
That's right. So first up, we're going to be featuring the interview that Aaron did with Father Eric Anderson. And like you said, Father Eric was here in the studio last week, and I got to sit in on the interview and take some video. So I got to listen to the whole thing as it was happening. And Father Eric just did a great explanation of the devotion to the Sacred Heart. And we just celebrated the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus this past Friday. So while the feast day is over, we're still in the month of June, which is dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. But really, we should be observing this devotion all year round. And Father Eric really did a wonderful job of explaining what the devotion to the Sacred Heart is and why it's important, what the history of it is. And then the first Friday devotion that is associated with the Sacred Heart, as well as the promises of Jesus to those who fulfill these first Friday devotions. And so if you've, you know, maybe seen the Sacred Heart in imagery, or you've heard people talking about it, but you don't really understand why it's so important, I really encourage you to go listen to this interview. It's a two-part interview. And Father Eric explains how, you know, this devotion to the Sacred Heart really focuses on the love of Jesus for us, but also how he really is responded to with coldness from us so often. And so what can we do to kind of make reparation for those times that we turn his like burning love for us with just coldness and indifference. And it's a really wonderful devotion. So encourage you all to go take a listen.
And we have to say thank you so very much to Father Eric Anderson. We're so fortunate here at Mater Dei Radio that we have really so many wonderful priests willing to take time out of their very busy schedules. Father Eric Anderson said, no, I want to come up and be there. And it's just always so wonderful to have our good holy priest to come to Mater Dei Radio. And again, thank you, Father Eric, for coming up and giving us that wonderful interview. I encourage all of our listeners, definitely want to check out the email and open up that interview. Well, again, we have great locally produced shows. You know, Sarah, summertime, that does not slow us down at all. We are fully busy creating new content. Things are always going up on the Hail Mary Media app, and new shows are constantly being produced all summer long. That is the case for Living Stones. They're continuing their series on the Holy Spirit, and you highlight that again in this week's email.
That's right. So Deacon Harold and Ken have been continuing this wonderful series, really diving into who the Holy Spirit is and how the Holy Spirit works in our lives. Last week's episode was really great. It was focused on the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. How did the people of the Old Testament understand, you know, the Spirit of God? How did they refer to the Spirit of God? And so I just loved this episode. It really talks about how the Holy Spirit reveals the life of God to us and how the Holy Spirit is with us from the beginning, really as part of God's relationship with his people. So they talk about the Psalms of repentance and how the Spirit really gives us the words and the promptings to pray and how our hearts can really be more open to responding to God. So this series on the Holy Spirit is wonderful, and we'll include a link in the email so you can go back and listen to the previous episodes as well as the most recent one.
Sarah, here's another great opportunity for people to really dive a little bit deeper to understand, because the Holy Spirit can be kind of a hard thing to kind of get our human minds wrapped around it. In fact, once I had a priest who was coming to do a discussion on the Holy Spirit, he said, Brenda, you know, think about it like this. You can open your eyes underwater and you can see blurry things, and you can see that things are out there, but you just really don't have the eyes to see it. He said, but if you put a mask on, an underwater mask, and then you look under the water, well, now you see corals and colors and fish, and it really brings underwater to light, and it clarifies it. He said, think about the Holy Spirit in that light, that it is a lens that allows us, as you said, to see God in a brighter, a more fuller understanding. And so you're right, Deacon Harold and Ken Hellenius, our good friend, they just really do such a great job on their show explaining all these things. But if you want to really understand the Holy Spirit a little bit better, definitely want to listen to that. Well, Sarah Kenzie is joining us today. It is the last Tech Tuesday, the month of June, and she's joining us today because another email is hitting inboxes this afternoon. Well, we have been doing lots of planning. I think everybody likes to do that, especially when it comes to these summer months. The sun is out, finally, and these warm days are just wonderful ways to glorify God in everything that we do, and even in the places that we go and see. And a time-honored tradition, it is back in full connectivity and full participation. And that, of course, is the wonderful St. Benedict Festival. It's on our community calendar. We've been talking a lot about it, too. So remind our listeners.
That's right. So you're going to want to mark your calendar. As you said, Brenda, the weekends fill up really quickly when you get to the summer season. So coming up on Saturday, July 9th at Mount Angel Abbey, they are going to be having the St. Benedict Festival. Starts at noon and goes till about 5. And it's going to include prayer with the monks, a picnic on the lawn. You get to try their beer and even vote for your favorite. You can listen to jazz outside. There's an organ duet in the church. There's games on the lawn like Jenga and cornhole that you can just play with the monks. And then it will end with a solemn procession into the church for Vespers. So you can get your tickets online, and we'll include a link in the email. But I know they've been busy selling those tickets, so you want to make sure you grab one. And I'm really excited for this event. I plan on being there for at least part of the afternoon. And yeah, it's just a wonderful opportunity to visit the Abbey, which I do quite often. But, it's really fun to visit during a big event, too.
Many of the brothers are looking forward to people just being back together again. It's been a hiatus. Well, since before the pandemic, they really look forward to this festival. It honors their patron saint, of course, Saint Benedict. And again, I've said this so many times, any time that you can spend up on the hilltop, well, that is time well spent. Sarah, thanks so much for your time today. A great email, just really wonderful resources that all of our listeners have access to. And we thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Brenda.
And again, that is Sarah Kenzie. She is the digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. Please open up that email and listen to these wonderful resources, these wonderful interviews and shows that we have highlighted for you. You can also access all of our podcasts through the Hail Mary Media app. You can download that today.